Each day, millions of people use manual wheelchairs to get around. On average, they're turning the wheels more than 1,000 times per day. This constant motion can have a big impact on a person's shoulders and joints. So how can wheelchairs be improved to better suit the needs of the users? And what movements have the least impact on joints and shoulders? More than a decade ago, an engineering professor at UW-Milwaukee started a lab to explore those kinds of questions. Today, Brooke Slavens is director of the Mobility Lab in Milwaukee. The goal is to better understand the movements and improvements of manual wheelchairs. And her focus is the human in the chair. She recently talked with Rob Ferret.
What led you into studying wheelchairs, wheelchair movements, and how it affects the bodies of people who are using wheelchairs?
It's a very prevalent problem. There's over 3.6 million wheelchair users, and over 90% of them use manual chairs. So it's something from a scientific perspective that needs a lot more attention than what it's getting. Some of my first work was with children with orthopedic disabilities, where we first started investigating different assistive technologies for rehabilitation. And we noticed right away that there was more work that needed to uncover better design of devices, as well as helping individuals that are using wheelchairs to be able to preserve their arms for everything they need to do to live a really high quality life.
I'm not a wheelchair user, so I hadn't really thought about this before, but then reading about your work, I'm like, duh, of course, if you're using a manual wheelchair, you're pushing that wheel a lot. You're using a particular set of muscles a lot each and every day. Can you talk about how that can go well or go poorly?
Right. So when propelling your own chair, it's estimated roughly you might push your chair over 1,000 times per day. And when you think of individuals that are using a wheelchair throughout their lifespan, that really adds up fast. So what we're studying is that cumulative trauma that can happen to your shoulders through overuse. You know, your arms weren't intended for a repetitive, high force, high stress type of activity. So by using a chair, it's healthy for your body from an exercise cardiovascular perspective, but it can also lead to a number of secondary musculoskeletal conditions, such as pain of the shoulder, early onset arthritis, and even rotator cuff tears in these individuals. So it's something that we really want to keep individuals healthy and active and in their manual chairs as long as possible. But we also want to keep their arms as healthy as it can be so they can do all the activities that they want to do.
Let's get into the nitty-gritty of your work now. What are you doing to figure out how to best fit a wheelchair and how to use it best to prevent those kind of repetitive motion injuries?
Right. So we're using a combination of motion capture technologies, which is similar to what's done in Hollywood for movies to look at movement and how you're moving. We can combine that with different personalized computer models or computational models to look at loading of the joints to understand how much force is being placed on the shoulder, the elbow, the wrist, hand. And then we can also pair that with imaging. So our team is also deploying ultrasound imaging to look inside of the shoulder to understand what's happening at the musculature level.
We're talking to Brooke Slavens, director of the Mobility Lab at UW-Milwaukee, professor there of mechanical and biomedical engineering, about her work with wheelchair users to help prevent repetitive motion injuries and other problems that can come along with wheelchair use. You've been doing this for over a decade, I understand. What kind of results do you hear from people who maybe have found a new and better way to use this assistive device?
We've been able to provide different feedback to individuals in a couple different ways. One is we've designed different wheels over the years that can help decrease the amount of load where they might have gearing that is instrumented into the wheel, similar to a bicycle. We've also worked to analyze different ways you can move your arms. So similar to how swimmers have different strokes that they use in a pool, we can also train individuals to use different arm patterns or stroke patterns to move in a better way or a different way that might be more personalized to their needs. And then we've also looked at different ways that the wheelchair itself can be configured and how the fit of the chair or the size of the chair can also help improve their efficiency of their movement and how they're getting around. So wheelchair fit is another area that I think a lot of individuals can relate to, where you can have custom seating, custom footrests, armrests, anything that you name, you can really fine tune it to make it fit the way that you need for your body. And with kids especially, this is really important as they change and grow and need to have different changes made to the actual chair itself.
Yeah, I was wondering, does your work go to wheelchair designers or manufacturers to say, hey, here are some things that can make this more customizable or a better fit for people?
At times, we have been able to work closely with different wheelchair companies to provide some new ideas for technology and partner with them. That's something that we would love to continue to help work with to develop new ideas. Same goes for clinical guidelines for care of their shoulder and for their movement, that we would love to get this work to the patients, you know, that want the technology and need to use the technology. So at the end of the day, that's one of the most rewarding aspects of what we do, is being able to get it into the patient's hands.
Something that strikes me here is this can't be a one-size-fits-all solution for everybody. The answers might be different for that 12-year-old kid versus that 60-year-old person, or based on shape and size and reason for needing the wheelchair in the first place. How important is it to customize these solutions to a particular person?
Absolutely. That is exactly correct. And that's some of the driving motivation behind what we're doing in our lab. We're one of the few groups in the world that is looking at pediatric manual wheelchair users. And it's so important because they're changing and growing so fast. And even as adults, as you transition to adulthood and even, age, you know, there can be changes that need to happen, and changes not only in growth and skeletal maturation, but just changes in your body size and changes in the activities that you do or the places you go. So it's always something that continues to change that requires more of a personalized understanding of the solutions, and also personalized customization of their wheelchairs for the users too.
A takeaway, it sounds like to me, for people in wheelchairs, their families, their healthcare providers, I would imagine some people think, well, you're using a wheelchair, there's going to be shoulder pain, end of story. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that way, does it?
Right, exactly. And especially with kids, you know, a lot of the mindset is like, oh, they're young and they're kids, they're not going to have pain or shoulder rotator cuff tears. They probably don't have that. And we're finding that that's actually the opposite case, where we are finding that these early and young individuals do have concerning, you know, tears and other, you know, complex pathology happening in their shoulder, similar to the adults. And it is also, I think, kind of misunderstood in the sense that just because you're using an assistive device, whether that's a wheelchair, walkers, crutches, you shouldn't have to have pain and secondary conditions that result from that. And there are a lot of ways that we can change what those individuals do and how they're using it to be able to prevent such things from occurring.
Brooke, thanks for joining us, and thanks for sharing your research with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
And that is Brooke Slavens. She is the director of the Mobility Lab at University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and a professor of mechanical and biomedical engineering. She talked with my co-host, Rob Ferret, and the goal of this lab is to better understand the movements of manual wheelchairs to improve the experience for the people who use them every day. You can share about a technology or a research area that is making a difference in people's lives. Tell us about the work you're doing to make advancements and solutions in your area. What are the aha moments and what difference have these breakthroughs made, especially here in Wisconsin? Get in touch with us. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Tomorrow on the show, we'll learn about the latest research on managing chronic back pain. And there's a new study out that says talk therapy and mindfulness interventions have a positive effect on people who are taking medication to reduce the pain. And we want to hear your story about managing chronic back pain that doesn't involve taking a medication. Is it stretching or yoga? Is it mindfulness exercises? Maybe you're part of a support group. What have you tried? What works for you? Email us, wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org to talk about managing chronic back pain. You can also call or text us at 888-642-0232. That's 888-642-0232. Wisconsin Today producers include Avery Lee Rogers, Rochelle Wilson, and Mackenzie Crummy. Our technical directors are Lee Rayburn and Tyler Ditter. Learn more about us at wpr.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to WPR News.